Well, it can't help it. Ed Peters ain't here.
Ed Tankster likes to see them.
Well, kind of shine, so would I, as far as that goes.
He's a very fine gentleman.
Yeah, I wouldn't go so far as say he wasn't a gentleman.
He gives me very fine presents.
Mm-mm. Well, what if he did?
And for me, he buys blosters.
Mm-hmm. His brother's fish?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sorry, this punch, Miss Hodge, but... But me and the press this way to open that ship and the fish I bought it, and tell you the truth,
so you have me blossom? Why, you're for him and the HMC get me good sense to me, look where?
Yes, ma'am, but I just going to tell you, we opened them and they were spoiled, ma'am. That's why the press didn't take them.
Sure, I can't see them fooling me.
No, I didn't either. You couldn't stay in the same room with him.
Yeah, sure. That's the blow to failure, you bastard.
I just waiting a chance to take him out and bury him.
I think you make mistakes. The worst the smell be better than bloaters.
You mean they ain't fired?
Yeah, sure.
I got him here on the counter, covered up with a tarpaulin. I had him out in the back room, but the dad burning cats made so much racket they had to hide him.
I can't get taste him
new. All right. Well, he'd take the cover off him. They leave a gosh awful smell, I'll say that. He kind of shiny sin.
I heard Mr. Thistle's been to Yale.
Hmm? What during the fool told you that?
Professor Thistle has.
Well, it ain't so. Everybody's been to no college.
Yeah, sure. I say he's been to Yale.
Oh, shucks. That Peter's in there. He ain't even been to the college of hard knocks.
Sure, but he's been to Yale, ain't he?
No, Dad Burns, he ain't been to Yale.
I didn't say Yale. I say Yale.
About a half minute, I'm going to forget I'm a gentleman. That's what I'm going to do.
He ain't locked up in Yale there, were he?
He's in jail, Dad, right?
Yeah, sure of that, but I say.
Something rotten in Denmark now.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's
very
the fish
to smell. Well, here they are. Glad to get rid of them.
Hey, are these your cats?
What's up? No, and don't let him in. Don't let him in here,
Okay.
They
ain't my
cats. Well, they must be holding a convention out there.
Yeah, they must be.
Well, Jim, didn't know there were so many dog-eyed cats in that burning town in the corner center. Get them away from my door here, Dad Burns.
Hey. Something around here smells foul.
Silver smelling fish, not foul.
I bet that big gray tomcat out there come all the way from Scribbler. Look at it. Look at that cat.
Thank you, dear home, Lou.
What's the rush?
Thank you for the blowers.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, you don't know how welcome you are to them. And hold the screen open, hold the door open for them. Duke, hold the door open. Let them cats in the room. Right.
Look
out there,
them cats are following us.
Yes, it's the fish they're after, huh?
Right, that's a knockout.
What?
It's a wow, it's a natural.
What in terms are you talking about?
That horse cow, she's got brains.
Brains? She ought to have. It's enough fish.
What a stunt. Look at the native's gape, will you?
We don't blame them none.
Hey, that's good. She's even got you fooled. Say, that gal's going to get somewhere.
Well, she's going. If she does, she's got to have to step on a lot of cats.
You don't get it yet, do you?
Can't say as you do.
It's a publicity stunt, see? Unnatural. It's better than divorce any time. It's more unusual.
Now, wait a minute. Just a minute here, yeah? Hey, you mean she's carrying that fish down the street just so the corn center cats will follow her?
Sure. Ain't that a hot one?
And the cats make all the folks at the corner center look at this horse girl?
Well, they're looking at her, ain't they?
Just ain't no doubt about that.
Boy, will she pack them in the opera house when that show goes on?
You mean the cats?
No, the natives.
Well, what in tarnation is she going to do with the cats?
I don't see what you mean.
Oh, well, now, shucks. Don't look to me like she's going to be able to get rid of them once they get a taste of that fish.
Hey, you don't think that gal's going to give away any of that fish, do you? Hey, I got to run along anyway. I got to get in touch with the scandal sheets in all these little towns. We'll spread it all over the front
page. Hello? Oh, hello, Miss Pinkley. What's that? Oh, well, now, shucks, what have I done? Well, of course, I'm staying here in the store. Yes, and tend to business. Well, where else would I be? Just a minute, Miss Pinkley. Now, customers come in. Just a minute, please.
Oh, don't let me interrupt your merry little
pamphlet. Yes, ma'am, I will, Miss Pinkley. Goodbye.
Oh, dear, you do seem to have a lot of lady friends to talk to.
Couldn't hardly call Miss Pinkley a lady friend or no other kind of friend, I'm sorry.
Don't tell me you're having a lover's quarrel.
Oh, no, Dad, never. She's just one of our customers. She's mad at me about something else.
I thought from the way you spoke you were terribly upset.
Yeah, I guess it was. You know what she done? She called me an ingrate.
Oh, dear, I can't imagine what she was thinking about.
Well, she said she was thinking about Ed Peters, my partner, being in jail up at Squidville.
Some jails are very comfortable.
Of course they are. Yes, you're right. She said I would be ashamed of myself. I mean, they're taking my ease here in the store and they're up there in jail for the sake of a friend.
Is Mr. Peters Mrs. Tinkley's boyfriend?
Oh, no, Dad. Bunnies. And she says she feels just like all the rest of folks that couldn't corn Santa Fields. And she says everybody's a hero. But I ain't nothing but a dad burning moral slackers.
Oh, dear, I don't see why people have to be so unkind to you.
You don't say him. You know, I thought all along you was different from the rest of these show folks.
Why, Mr. Winterbottom, you don't know how happy you made me.
Yeah, shucks, I mean it. I bet you wouldn't hurt a fly, would you?
Oh, dear, no. I can't bear to even think of such a thing. You are most alone, Mr. Winterbottom. I guess you are a person a girl could trust.
No reason why you can't.
Oh, dear, I've been wondering for some days just what your feelings were towards me.
I don't just follow you.
I thought I detected a glint in your eye like the lovely iris of the burnished dove.
I ain't Irish and I ain't no dove.
Oh, dear, this is most embarrassing.
Shucks, I don't see nothing to be embarrassed about.
But at a time like this, a girl must be very demure and cold, shouldn't she?
I say, just a minute here, young lady. I don't know what you're driving at.
Would you be willing, willing to...
Speak up, Tom Sonic.
Oh, dear, I didn't want to marry you, Mr. Winterbottom.
What? You didn't?
Oh, goodness, no.
Well, say, then what in tarnation did you want me to ask you for?
Well, I want to sue you for breach of promise.
What? Say, what kind of fool idea is that anyhow?
You know, an actress must have publicity.
Oh, it's a fool idea is all I got to say.
But, oh, Mr. Winterbottom, think of the newspaper headlines. They could say, gay or failure, great part of emotional star. Oh,
yeah, I don't know what a gay or failure is, but certainly, you being the emotional star, you mean?
Oh, yes, I can be very emotional at a time like that.
Say now, listen here, young lady, I never hear of such a fool thing, is all I got to say. You never hear of such a fool thing.
Oh, there. I was in hopes you'd do it.
Really? Is Ed Winterbottom? The partner of Ed Peters?
Well.
Oh, no, sir. No, sirree. Sonny, Ed, Burnett, and...
Oh, dear.
That fish for Bristol smelled bad enough, Dad Burnett. I ain't going to get mixed up in nothing worse. Dad Burnett,
if I do. Woe is me.
Woe is nothing.